This is it. From humble beginnings. Who will rise above them all? 26 rounds of footy. One winner. One chance at immortality. For McDonald's, Triple M rocks the footy.
Nice to have your company on a Saturday afternoon. Just an hour to share with you. Remember, back at 7 o'clock, you'll hear the Storm taking on the Eels. A huge game of rugby league. We'll have another look at that very shortly. Graham Annesley, the NRL's head of football, will also join us. Reed is coming up very shortly as well. So much to get through in the hour the remaining that we have to share with you. These NRL finals, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself with a Ladbroke same game multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Tom Haggart joins us. G'day, Tom.
Hello, Tony.
All right, so the Storm, they were absolute favourites against the Raiders last week. Didn't get the job done. What are the punters thinking this week against the Eels side? 58 blot they got away with it last week.
Yeah, punters are keen to forgive the Storm for last week's loss. They're clear favourites here. Been very well backed over the past 24 hours. They've been $1.40 into $1.36, while the Eels have been $2.90 out to $3.10.
Yeah, mate, what about Adokar and Sivo? Sivo has been unbelievable this year. First try scorer. Who's been the fancied?
Josh Adokar, as always, been very well backed. He's the current favourite at $7. His teammate, Solisali Vunivalu, is at $7.50. Well, the Eels duo of Blake Ferguson and Maka Sivo are both at $10. Excitement machine, Ryan Papahausen, is $11, and he might represent a little bit of value at the current quote.
And after that dramatic and controversial match last night, how's the premiership market looking now?
It's still the Storm that remain dominant favourites. They're now as short as $2.10. The only one punters really want in premiership betting at the moment. The Raiders are on the second line of betting at $3.75, Storm at $5, Rabbitohs into $8 after last night's win, and the Eels, the extreme outsiders, at $17.
You mean the Roosters are at the top there of the betting, not Storm, Roosters. Is that what you're saying?
So, yeah, Roosters are dominant favourites at $2.10.
Yes. Yeah, I would have thought. Okay, Tommy, thank you so very much. These NRL finals, you know, the proven performers and the leading scorers. Back yourself with the Ladbroke same game multi. Remember, gamble responsibly. Next, we'll find out what has been ticking the boxes for Brent Reed and Reedy's Mail.
Reedy's Mail.
Yes, Brent Reed. Reedy. Good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Hello, guys. How you going? Just had to walk out the house. I've got some kids going crazy.
Are they your kids? Your kids or just...
yeah. Right.
Why are they stir crazy? What have you been kept them under lock and key all week? What's gone wrong?
It's been wet all week.
Yeah. They haven't been able to leave the house. So there's a bit of sun out today, but my wife's gone to the hairdresser, so she's left me with them. Good timing.
How dare she go and do something for herself?
And leave you with your kids.
You're calling this babysitting, are you, Reedy? Is this babysitting for you?
So you're babysitting your kids?
Yeah, she owes me one now.
What, favour?
Something.
George Burgess. Now, he had a run around last night for Souths in that very controversial win. He's put his boots away for the weekend yet. What's happening?
Well, he's a bit unlucky, George, because he only played 10 minutes last night because when Cody Walker got sin bin that stuffed up their interchange, and it meant that Cameron Murray had to stay on the field longer, where he would have come off to let George get more time. So because of the binning, George only got 10 minutes in the end. I think he had three runs for about 30 metres. Obviously hasn't played in a long time, George. So he's playing today in the Canberra Cup, George. He's backing up. I think South have got West later this afternoon, and George is starting in the front row for South Sydney. So no rest for big Georgie. Obviously he's got another game to go in the NRL yet, and they want to build his match fitness up, and because of that, they decided to back him up.
Yeah, but that's like the old days. That's how it used to be. Yeah, it's good, eh?
It's old school, isn't it?
Yeah, but even I think, I mean, it's obviously different, but now the Dragons tomorrow, they've got a fair few of those young blokes going back in the first grade to reserve grade, haven't they?
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, they have, because gave a lot of those guys a run at the end of the year, didn't they? So they're still eligible for reserve grade, and George is obviously eligible as well. So
I think they're playing Wenty, actually, the Souths. Wenty.
It's a strong team. It's got Jaden Sewer, a whole lot of first graders in it. So I think that's playing. They've got a good team, South.
Corey Allen's back as well.
It's a red hot side. Big Georgie's obviously at the forefront of it.
Yeah. All right, Reedy. What about Ryan Papenhuyzen? His future looks bright. What's going on contract wise for him?
Yeah, look, his manager, Clinton Sikorski, actually had a meeting with the club this week. I think it was around Wednesday. They're not going to do anything until after the season's over, but there's a general agreement sort of on both sides that he wants to stay, they want to keep him. And I reckon it'll be a pretty easy one for Noah, and I think they'll be able to knock it over relatively quickly. Obviously, they've got a few cap issues at the moment. It's pretty well known. It's why the Brody Croft moves on the radar. And, I suppose once they can sort that out, I reckon they'll get Pappenhausen done pretty quickly. So he's in for a big... I suggest he's in line for a pretty big upgrade right in Pappenhausen. He's on a very modest deal at the moment, but he looks like he's going to be their long-term number one. So he's going to give himself a healthy payday. He'll stay at Melbourne, and Melbourne will obviously shuffle their decks to keep him by the looks of it.
But, Reedy, you know this. Start of the year, I think 15 of the clubs were offered Ryan Pappenhausen, and all of them said no thanks. Yeah.
It's an amazing story, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy was basically, he was third in line to the number one jersey because obviously they had Jerome Hughes and they had Scotty Drinkwater, and Drinkwater got injured. And then, you know, it's funny, this game, when Parramatta played Melbourne earlier this year, Jerome Hughes, I don't know if you remember, Jerome Hughes got knocked out by Mike Aceva early in the second half of that game. Pappenhausen was on the bench. At that point, he was just playing like an interchange role off the bench. Pappenhausen come on, play fullback. And if you remember, he just cut loose. I mean, I seem to remember his fantasy points were about 130. Now he played 30 minutes. And that was a day Craig Bellamy decided, I've got to get this bloke in the team more. And, you know, it was the forerunner, I guess. It didn't happen straight away. Jerome Hughes didn't move straight away. But that was the moment, talking to people in Melbourne, they said the game when Melbourne played Parramatta and flogged them up at Magic Round in Brisbane, that was a day Craig Bellamy realised, I've got to somehow get this guy more involved in the game. And I think it was sort of it planted the seed for Pappenhausen to play fullback. So, they can, if Ryan Pappenhausen cuts loose later today, yeah, Parramatta have probably got Michael Sivo to thank for it, because that hit and the domino effect from that hit is why Ryan Pappenhausen is now the number one at Melbourne, and in line for a big payday.
Reedy, there's also another story to that. Obviously, Billy Slater works with the three fullbacks. Anyway, Ryan Pappenhausen was working, and obviously, you know, he's strong and he's fast. And I think Ryan Pappenhausen actually said to Billy Slater, how will I get more of a run and first grade or sort of more time to see what I can do or show what I can do? And Billy Slater said, mate, just go wherever they put you. Just play whatever position and just do the best for the club and show that you're willing to play in that 17. You never know what will happen. And that's how it transpired.
Well, it's a good story. It's a good story for guys. You know, everyone happened was told he's basically too small and, not big enough to be a first grader. And he persevered. He didn't give up. And he kept plugging away. And you're right. I spoke to Billy last week about it. And Billy said, he rang him in the pre-season and said, Billy, what have I got to do to be more involved with the first grade team? And he just persevered. He got his chance. He took it. And as I said, now he's in line for a healthy new deal. He might play in a grand final later this year. And he's got that famous number one jersey in Melbourne. So he's a great story right about Ryan Pappenhausen.
And what about the storyline through this week that Pappenhausen, Moses Sully and Adam Dewey, they all played in that Balmain SG ball side. So they were all coming through the West Tigers system they were all playing finals. So all of us West Tigers fans are crying.
It was
a great article. I think it was possibly Nick Walshaw. Yeah, great article.
Put out O'Carr in that back line. They're looking pretty good, aren't they?
That's right.
To be fair, though, with Pappenhausen, he had a bloke named James Tedesco in front of him at the time. So I can understand why they let Pappenhausen go, but in hindsight, it would have been handy to keep him.
Excuse me, Gerds. Gerds is making
No, I'm not making hand gestures at all.
I was just saying it was a great article.
Yeah.
Obviously, they had to let those players go with the players that were in front.
Don't take it so personally.
All right. Yeah. Reedy, let it go.
Reedy, we'll let you go and babysit your own children.
I'm a bit worried.
Exactly. I wish you were down here.
I don't. Just kidding. I wish you were here for the night out.
I wish you another hotel booked into another hotel.
Oh,
Em's just angry with everybody at the moment. Yeah. Reedy, thanks so much for chatting. We'll catch up again next week, buddy boy.
Yeah. No worries, guys.
We love you, mate.
Yeah. Thanks,
we're going to chat with Graham Annesley about that decision on Jake Voivich from last night. We've also got some terrific things to throw up on the NRL stock market right here on Saturday. Triple M NRL. Wendell Saylor, Closing Time, that song, Del, was that you have a kind of personal history with it, don't you?
Yeah, I 9 years at the Broncos and, you know, when presentation night and obviously they thank you for your service to the club and, yeah, it was a clip to that. I think it went for about 5 or 6 minutes and had your tries and sort of the moments of the grand final and so that's something that's pretty close to my heart.
Oh,
so,
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right, big moment out of last night's game. South Sydney, of course, did get the job done over Manly, but many say there was a key moment when Jake Trbojevic was sin-binned for holding Dane Gagai back in a try-scoring opportunity. 10 minutes in the bin, and they conceded a couple of tries at that time. Love to talk to the NRL's head of football, Graham Annesley, and he joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I saw the footage. I was watching, might have been some Channel 9, and had Des Hasler on the phone. Was he talking to you, and how was that conversation?
Well, unless he rang anyone else, he was talking to me, yeah.
I think it didn't look like you were doing much talking, Graham.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it was an animated conversation, but, you know, we did both make a couple of points, which Des acknowledged. But, look, Des and I are fine. We go back a long way. We've got a very good relationship, and he was obviously frustrated at the end of the game. So, you know, these things happen.
There's the thing about it, isn't it? You watch rugby league and you feel what's right, what's wrong, but then by the letter of the law, what happened is what should have happened. Is that right?
Well, that's right. I mean, I stood up in front of the world on Monday and basically explained why Ashley Klein was going to be demoted for having two situations where he should have put players in the sin bin and didn't. So, and one of those was for taking a player out without the ball. So, you know, I mean, it's... these are the sorts of things that have been happening all throughout the course of the season, and it's illegal play, and the referee took the right action.
So the fact that he got the 10 minutes was because it was in a try-scoring situation. Is that right, Graham? It's not just because, obviously, we see players on a weekly basis take out, you know, supporting players.
Sure, it was a potential try-scoring situation. I mean, it's not like a penalty try where the referee has to be certain in his view that a try would have been scored. It just has to be a possible try-scoring situation. I mean, there'd been a long break. There was support on both sides of the ball carrier, and one of those players was denied the opportunity. So the referee and the video referee acknowledged that, and consequently the action was taken.
And is there a discussion between the video ref and the referee, or does the referee need to make that decision on the spot?
No, the video referee can assist in those situations, but ultimately the decision about whether players stay on the field or whether they don't, that is solely in the hands of the referee.
So he could have given just a penalty?
Well, he could have, but that would have been the wrong decision.
But did you see the fact that there was a little bit of a... Did you feel like that Jake was actually trying to get across the back of Dane Gagai to actually get in a position to tackle the play with the ball, which was Cameron Murray, or do you feel like he pulled the jersey trying to stop Gagai from being a support player?
Well, he had a handful of jersey in his left hand and he had his right arm on Gagai's shoulder.
Yep.
So I'll leave it to
trying to get him, trying to push, get him out of the way so he could actually get through and tackle Murray.
But their legs actually clipped as well. We're not playing gridiron, mate. We're not playing gridiron where you can take defenders out or support players out in this case. But anyone that doesn't have the ball has every entitlement not to be interfered with.
But in a physical game like that, sometimes players get sort of mixed up in those situations. I think the referees need to use discretion when you've got an elimination final. And in a moment like that, whether or not there was a lot of intent involved or whether or not it was an accidental play where a guy's trying to, you know, chase a guy that has the football in a crucial moment of the game.
Well, mate, they're probably the things that divide opinion. You know, some people will believe there was intent involved. Others might believe it was an accidental collision. But the referees have to make this decision. And if they give any indication at all that it's okay for players to take support players out, we'll be seeing it happening in every game every week, and I think that's something the game
We do see it happen every game.
Yeah, and we see, and throughout the course of the season, we've seen players penalised and sent to the sin bin
No, we haven't. But we haven't seen players sent to the sin bin for that.
Well, mate,
in that case, you and I
will have to agree to disagree because it has happened during the course of the year. And, you know, the fact that it's a big game, you know, the rules don't change. And referees would be accused of being inconsistent if they applied a different standard in finals than they did during the course of the season. Now, do they always get things right? I mean, I've stood up every Monday throughout the course of the season and I've said referees have got decisions wrong. Last week, I've said a referee should have sent two players to the sin bin that didn't go to the sin bin and he was dropped. So, you know, these things divide opinion, and that's one of the great things about our game. Everyone can have an opinion.
Absolutely, Graham.
Hey, Graham, having a look on Twitter, obviously some very passionate Manly fans were then blowing up and saying there was a moment 7 minutes to go in the first half where Sam Burgess took Brad Parker off the ball in a not exactly the same situation, but potential try-scoring situation. Did you see that one and what did you think of that?
No, look, I can't recall that one. I'd have to go back and look at videotape, and we'll obviously do that before Monday's media briefing. But I don't recall that one. I was at the game, and but I don't recall it. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I just haven't seen it.
Em mentions Twitter then. You, on that Monday, you also spoke about the touch judge who had made a wrong decision last weekend and, you know, it appeared costly. You talked about the pressure on that and you talked about the social media attacks. You and I think absolutely rightly coming to his defence. Has that changed anything? How has the week played out for him?
Look, well, he's had a difficult week. There's been some pretty unsavoury stuff that that's been said and been sent to him. But again, you know, it goes with the job. And but there is a line in the sand that people shouldn't cross. And you know, we're dealing with that and supporting him. But the guy made an error. It's as simple as that. And you know, who on this earth hasn't done that before?
Yeah. And he made a call, and he made it on the spot. Yeah, and you know what? We've got to get on with that. Absolutely.
Mate, just another one, Graham. Casey Badger, she gets the top job there.
Top job where?
NRLW this week.
She's taking your job.
Sorry, I know you're the top dog there. Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Good segue. No, look, it's great to see Casey involved with the NRLW, and Belinda Sharp was on the touchline last night for the game last night. You know, they've done really well. Belinda's done six or seven NRL games this year as a central referee. So they've come ahead in leaps and bounds, and it's only a matter of time once we get going again next year before Casey will get her chance in the NRL as well.
Don't worry, Graham. You're the top dog there, mate. You're doing a very good job, mate.
Graham, happy with it. Obviously, a lot of moving parts of last night's game and probably haven't reviewed it all, but you've seen all the major incidents. What'd you make of the other two sin binnings?
Well, I don't think there's been any real questions raised about those. You know, I mean, I'm sure there has somewhere, but you know, I think that they were pretty universally agreed by most, you know, neutral observers.
Did you have a look at the Roberts one? But I mean, because he, when you slowed that down, he actually got his hands to the football before he fell. Was there thought potentially that could have been a penalty try?
I haven't looked at that closely. I mean, when you're obviously at the game, you don't get to examine replays in detail, which we'll do on Monday morning. But I'd need to look at that one a bit more closely.
Okay.
Well, Graham Annesley, thank you so much for giving your time once more. Nice to chat, mate.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Keep doing a good job, mate. Well done.
There he is. Graham Annesley joining us right there. Next, though, we're going to get some things.
You suck up, Dale.
What?
Yeah, well, after insulting first and saying that Casey Badger was getting his job. The NRL stock market is next. Adelaide Triple M NRL.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up. The Triple M NRL stock market.
The stocky. Love the stocky.
Love the stocky?
It used to be a nightclub or a bar in Brisbane.
Called the stocky?
The stock exchange, yeah. It was frequent. I used to frequent that bar.
Did you? Did you frequent? Yeah, there would be plenty of bars. You're trying to find the bars you didn't frequent up there would have been
the difficult
thing.
That's probably more to the point, yes.
All right, I've got three things to run up the flagpole to see who salutes. Let's begin. We know that Shane Flanagan has been out of the game, enforced out of the game, and I think it's 2021 he'll be allowed back in as a full-time coach, but he can, I think, all things being equal, next season be on a staff at an NRL club. So I put it to you that Shane Flanagan should become the assistant coach at the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Ryan Girdle, what are you telling me?
Is that the rumour, Tony, or is that
I'm putting
that
on the stock market. You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, but usually usually some of the topics, there's a little bit of noise around it.
But so there has been a bit of noise around about it.
Has there been noise around it? Yes, that's what I'm asking. I'm not buying it, Tony.
Aren't you?
No,
why?
I'm not buying that. Well, I mean, I think Shane Flanagan's a fantastic coach, but to have Paul McGregor there, whose job's probably under threat over the next 12 months, to have someone like Shane Flanagan underneath you, I think would help, but it would also add a whole lot of pressure. I mean, he's a premiership winning head coach. If I'm a coach when my job's on the line, I'm feeling nervous if they bring in a guy like Shane Flanagan underneath me for a couple of years.
Yep.
Because in 2 years he's going to be ready for
That's absolutely.
He's going to be ready for the lead role, Em.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he will.
You know, the
the lead role at the club.
The top position.
The top dog.
All right, so you're selling
yeah,
on that.
I think I
sold. Okay, Wendell Saylor, what are you doing?
I'm buying. I'm all in. I think it's great. You know, I think there's going to be some assistant coaches moved on.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt Head's been told that he's not sort of needed there next year. And I think
Ben Hornby's gone as well, yeah.
I'm not sure about Dean Young.
Yep.
Obviously, Craig Young's there. Look, I think it'll be great. I think Shane Flanagan in an assistant role, it'll be perfect, I think, for a guy like Paul McGregor to have someone like Shane Flanagan. Flanagan wouldn't try and undermine him.
Really?
No, I'm not saying he would.
Mary's going to feel the pressure.
That's what it's about. Like,
you're right. It might be the best thing for the club. Yeah. But if I'm Paul McGregor,
you think, the hierarchy are thinking, as soon as your 2 years are up, Flano's part of the system and he's going to take the job now.
But still, Mary's well done it right. He had like 6 years as the top dog.
Yeah. All right. So, you're buying, are you?
What are you doing? Let me know.
No, I'm selling.
Oh, okay. You're selling.
Okay.
All right.
Going well, Tony.
Yeah.
Going well.
Absolutely. Now, the story surrounding Ryan Madison at the Tigers, the latest is that he's been excused from training for the rest of this season. Obviously, there's something going on. I'm not sure exactly what the reasons are that he won't be training with the rest of the team when they come back early. This is before Christmas, I think. Why wouldn't he just go? I'm saying the Tigers should release Ryan Madison.
I'm going to buy that.
Yeah? Okay.
I think purely because, and him taking, asking for a leave of absence.
Carefully.
No, I have to be careful what I say about the West Tigers. Yeah. Yes. So.
He's off contract and hasn't been offered a contract yet, has he? Oh, he has.
I think they're working it out at the moment.
So keep
but
going.
I think if you have a player who doesn't want to be there, and he's not buying into what a new coach comes in. He can't get all of the players he wants straight away, but he wants players who have the work ethic that he has or who are buying into the culture that he's trying to create. And if someone is not buying into that and isn't 100% happy, I don't think it's going to work long term. It's not about a player maybe we're paying. It's not about, say, Josh Reynolds probably being paid too much for what he's done. But he's someone you'd love to have around your club. So you don't just, if someone else can take him, sure, but you don't just want to straight away get rid of him because of who he is. But if someone's not buying in, without knowing all of the minute details, he may have taken leave for something that is very, very personal. There might be something else going on aside from wanting more money.
Okay.
But Del's telling me to shut up now.
Not at all.
All right, Del, what do you think? Are you buying that? Selling it?
No. If a player doesn't want to be there.
I'm talking specifically. The Tigers should release Ryan Madison.
Yeah, I think they should. I think they should because obviously he doesn't want to be there. When you're, you're the head coach, it's up to you to get the playing group that you want. And I think, Madge at the moment, Madge wants to put his DNA on that team. Okay. So, look, move him on.
Line in the sand. I'm buying it, Tony. Line in the sand moment for the Tikes.
Okay.
Need to be strong.
Yeah. All right, and just quickly, the Roosters will not be beaten.
Yeah, I'll buy a little piece of that, Tone. I think they'll go all the way this year. Big game next week against whoever wins tonight, but I think, big 2 weeks ahead for the Roosters.
Absolutely.
But I think they can do it.
I think they'll win the comp.
Oh, I think they can go back-to-back, even with Jared out next week, but that's going to be tough, but I think they can go back-to-back, yes.
All right, we're heading towards Storm taking on the Eels. You can hear that tonight a little bit later on this afternoon. Collingwood and the GWS, the Giants, will be playing. You're listening to Saturday Triple M NRL.
I love Tony Sessions. I love the 3 and 5.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 3 and 5! everybody.
Now, it seems very easy, the three questions, because the questions are the time restraint is where the pressure comes. Oh. I mean, just for an example, I could go to you and say, you've got 1 second to tell me when Zach's birthday is, Em.
14th of November.
Well Beautiful. Done. Yes. Well done.
What year?
1990.
Beautiful. That's an easy one.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't your question. I was just showing it as an example how hard
it was.
It's not
my question.
No, because I've asked you before, because it's your daughter's birthdays and you didn't know them at all. But anyway, that's another story completely. All right, so I've got three. We're in Melbourne. There's a couple of things around there. Certainly, I will start with, Em, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Melbourne Storm, brilliant team, obviously. They played in the last three grand finals. Who were the teams who opposed them?
Okay, it was the Roosters, the Sharks, and then...
Didn't we do a Melbourne theme one last week, Tanner?
We were in Melbourne again last week.
Boring. Well,
really? That was the Cowboys. The Cowboys was the other year.
They
the Sharks, Roosters...
36-6 or something, I think.
Yeah, you're outrageous. Mate. You're absolutely outrageous. Okay, I'm going to ask you this, Gerds.
Okay.
The Parramatta here, of course. Tell me three players who played in the last Parramatta Premiership team, 1986.
Oh, that's easy.
Sterling, Kenny, Cronin, Wynn.
Rice.
Beautiful. You've got five.
Okay.
All right, and Wendell Saylor for you. Again, we're in Melbourne before the Storm game. There's going to be the Giants taking on Collingwood. Name three GWS Giants players.
Yes. Toby Green.
Well, he won't be there today, but yes.
Oh, mate, yeah.
Toby Green, I'll give you 1 point. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, there are about 17 or 18 others.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of GWS.
Aren't you?
No, not at all.
Okay. Ryan Girdler, you are the winner. Congratulations.
mate, I had a hard question. That one was easy for Girdler.
It was easy. Mate, I'll agree with you there.
But you sort of give, like... Like, he's your favourite here.
Yeah, they've got a little
time.
Bromance going on. Yeah, you know, I'd like to raise
and
this.
And it's sickening, and I tell you.
Favouritism.
It is, and it's sickening. I'm thinking about going to another show if this comes.
Sadly, it's time for us to go. See you next time.
For Ream Hot Water, Triple M 40.